And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2002. Do you remember what you were doing then? What was happening on the coastside? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Council approves Highway 92 Light. Facing financial constraints and anxious commuting public and a bevy of logistical concerns, the Half Moon Bay City Council approved a scaled-back version of its Highway 92 intersection project. This should help with the traffic flow at Main Street and its intersection with Highway 1. Sage Beach Visitors Center will soon open. After 5 years of planning, the construction issues, the visitor center at the Half Moon Bay State Beach is finally set to open. Exhibits will explore local wildlife. And motorcycle accidents prompt safety workshop. This year alone, in a small stretch of the most popular destinations for motorcycle riders on the coast, there has been 15 accidents, one of which resulted in a fatality. The fire department will sponsor the open to the public event. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I wonder if anyone out there journals these days. My mom started doing it 7 years ago in an abbreviated form thanks to a journal that her granddaughter Cammy gave her. Just a few lines of the day brought highlighting the momentous and the just plain interesting. She has been able to remind us to the day and year what we have forgotten. It's also been an argument solver for what happened when. Only takes a few minutes to recap, and I'm glad our family has such a scrib. Keep calm and journal on. Maybe this is how our local paper got its name, the Daily Journal. Who knows? 2002. And these are the stories making news. Kmart becomes the largest retailer in American history to file for Chapter 11, bankruptcy. Also followed by WorldCom and the United Airlines. A wildfire destroys almost 500,000 acres in Oregon's Siskiyou National Forest. While the forest fires in Colorado destroy nearly 100,000 acres of land, making them the worst in the state's history. Two snipers in Washington, D.C. area kill 10 people and injure 3 more, spreading panic and fear. Over the Atlantic, the euro becomes the official currency of 12 of the European nation members. In space news, the Mars Odyssey spacecraft finds signs of high water ice deposits on the planet Mars, and a huge 660-pound meteorite plunges into the Earth atmosphere and explodes in a fireball over southern Bavaria in Germany. Our 2002 cost of living snapshot shows a new house will cost over $228,000 on an average income of $42,409, and it will cost you $1.62 a gallon to drive to work. Popular films include The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, Harry Potter, and The Chamber of Secrets, Spider-Man, and Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. In popular music, she was born in New York, raised in Texas, and is the daughter of the legendary guitar player Ravi Shankar. Here's Norah Jones with Don't Know Why. You'll be all This singer, songwriter, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. Here's Rod Stewart with the adult contemporary hit, These Foolish Things.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces. An airline ticket to romantic places. And still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you soared, and you conquered me. When you did that to me, somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who is to answer? Or how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. Oh, how the ghost of you glaze. things, these foolish things, remind me of you. Remind me of you.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.